Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now that the state Senate has released its version of the state budget, the debate over whether to raise state taxes and by how much is gaining momentum. 77 different programs lose their funding in the Senate budget plan, and budget writers say they had to shave $2.4 billion in total from the budget in order to balance falling state tax revenues. While some state senators say it's time for government to shrink with the economy, many advocacy groups are pushing back, demanding tax hikes to save jobs and services. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Take Medford, where Mayor Michael McGlynn boasts of state-of-the-art schools, safe, well-cared-for neighborhoods, and a storied past. But Medford, like many communities in Massachusetts, has made a series of cuts over the last 5 to 6 years. Medford would lose an additional $6 million in state aid under the proposed Senate budget, forcing McGlynn to consolidate departments, eliminate school programs, and impose layoffs.
A couple of weeks ago, I sent a letter to every employee urging them, if they could find employment elsewhere and keep financial stability for their families, they should act immediately, because I can't guarantee anybody a job.
Statewide, cities and towns would lose more than $800 million if you include not just the main municipal and education funds, but also cuts in community policing, regional school transportation, and special education grants. And that figure doesn't take into account the impact on communities of eliminating 4 youth violence prevention and job training programs, cutting mental health and substance abuse funding by roughly 25%, or the impact of 5,000 families who would lose rental vouchers or space in transitional housing under the Senate budget. The state's court system loses $20 million in the Senate's initial budget. Peter Agnes is a superior court judge in Worcester and president of the Massachusetts Judges Conference.
And would simply make it impossible for the court to move forward without substantial layoffs and court closings. And that would mean the denial of justice to thousands and thousands of people.
People, Agnes says, who would get less timely action on restraining orders, family court matters, or probation concerns. The state's landmark health care law, which Senate leaders say is a priority in this budget, still takes a hit. 28,000 legal immigrants who have not yet completed the residency process would be cut from the Commonwealth Care Subsidized Insurance Program. The Senate says the state can't afford to insure this group of moderate income residents because the federal government doesn't provide matching funds.
Removing all these folks from Commonwealth Care signifies a giant step backwards for health reform in Massachusetts.
Healthcare for All Director Amy Whitcomb Slemmer.
They're legally here, they're paying taxes, contributing to our state economy, and we have included them in health reform and want to continue to make sure they have access to their providers.
Hospitals and clinics where these residents may go for free care would be hard-pressed to treat them. A fund that subsidizes these facilities in low to moderate income areas is zeroed out in the Senate budget. Hundreds of advocacy groups are mobilizing phone, email, letter writing, and online campaigns to try to persuade state senators to approve a tax increase and then make sure any new money helps restore funding for their program. Senate Republican leaders do not support any new taxes or fees, and many Democrats are reluctant to support a tax hike. Senator Stephen Badur says most of his calls are from people who say don't raise taxes, even if they are losing some state-funded service.
There's a clear understanding that these are difficult times. The cuts are unfortunate but are necessary. You can't raise enough revenue to get out of the mess that we're in, by the way, that we didn't create. I mean, it's a global problem, and everybody's facing it, and state government can't be immune from that.
Badur is particularly wary of raising the sales tax, the largest increase getting serious consideration, because he represents Methuen and other northern communities where business owners already have to compete with sales tax-free New Hampshire. Badur, the Senate's transportation chairman, says sticking to tough cuts this year, including he expects fewer trains and buses, will make it easier to weather the next 3 to 4 tough budget years. On the other hand, the Senate's chief budget writer, Stephen Panagiotakis, supports raising the sales tax in the range of the 1.25% approved by the House. The Ways and Means chairman says it would offset some of the pain, but he acknowledges there's no consensus on what to do in the Senate yet.
Senators are all over the board, just like the general public. Some won't vote for any taxes. Some will vote for certain ones to a certain level. Others would vote for just about every tax. The question will be whether there's a majority that can come together on a revenue stream or not.
As I was weeding through voicemails and emails from advocates laying out the consequences of the Senate budget, something a little different popped up. This subject line says, Mohegan Sun Palmer office is open. Is it a coincidence that pro-casino forces are on the move the day the state Senate rolls out what Chairman Panagiotakis calls a draconian budget? I called the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to find out. It would like to open a resort-style casino in Palmer. Here's Chief Operating Officer Jeff Hartman.
Clearly, the changing economic climate and what has happened over the last 12 months has really pushed this issue to the forefront.
46 minutes after the Mohegan Sun message, I got the counterpoint in an email from Casino Free Mass. That group delivered letters to all lawmakers yesterday, quote, reminding them that Massachusetts can't afford the costs of casinos in this economy, end quotes. While the dueling camps may make a brief appearance in the Senate budget debate next week, Statehouse leaders say they won't take up an expanded gambling bill until the fall. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the Statehouse.